and it's a very interesting question. And we want to think about the answer together. The question is, Allah guides whom He wishes to guide and misguides whom He wishes to misguide. Okay, now let's also another question. Allah sealed the hearts of non-believers. Okay, also from the Quran, Allah made them blind and their ears deaf, etc. These are all statements from the Quran. The question is, somebody might say, it's a ridiculous understanding. What is the ridiculous understanding of these ayat? Huh? That, yeah, basically we have no free choice, right? That's basically, you're saying we have no free choice. Why don't you have free choice? Look at these ayat. They all support my claim. So what is my claim? That we don't have a free choice. How can you say that? I can prove you from the Quran that we have no free choice. How? Look at this ayah that says Allah guides whom He wants to guide and misguides whom He wants to misguide. Actually, instead of He wishes, He wants, probably is more accurate. So, basically, what do you think about this statement? Can you think with me loudly? What do you think about it? What do you think about this statement?
The first one?
All the statements. They are all telling you that Allah guides whomsoever He wants and misguides whomsoever He wants. Sarah, get out of the way.
I can't see. Thank you.
Huh? Some people say and understand that as we don't have a free will. We are forced to do what we do. We're basically, if we do good things, it is because Allah has written. Allah has already written what we're going to do. So in other words, Allah already wrote everything in a book. Okay, so these statements, the ridiculous understanding of these statements is that what? We don't have free choice. And basically, Allah wrote it already. Allah wrote that I ain't go to hellfire. Allah wrote that you go to Jannah. Allah wrote that I'm a good guy. Allah wrote that you're a bad guy. Allah wrote everything. And basically, because of that, we don't have free will. So the ridiculous understanding, is that how you spell the word ridiculous?
I don't know either.
Ridiculous understanding is, one, it is already written, man. We have no choice. It's already written. We have no choice. Another ridiculous understanding is, is to say, Allah doesn't want to guide me. What can I do? It is not my fault. You see here the ridiculous understanding? It's like, come on, man, it's written. I have no choice. It is Allah's fault. He decided to misguide me. He already wrote that. He already wrote that in his book. You see all these ridiculous understandings? Did you hear anybody saying that, by the way, by any chance? I'm just wondering.
Yes.
You hear people?
I heard that he already wrote that in his book.
So did you hear somebody using this as an excuse to blame Allah?
Yes.
For his bad deeds? Did you ever had this? Did you ever hear anybody using this excuse? This ridiculous excuse to justify that he is not obeying Allah or he is disobeying Allah? Did you ever hear that from anybody?
Yes.
I heard it from one of my friends. He was trying to be a good person, a decent person. He was trying hard, and he couldn't. He failed to be a decent person. Then I went and asked him, you know, how come, you know, you gave up? You were trying hard, and you were good. You mean, you don't have to really succeed. The fact that you're trying in itself, okay, qualifies you for Jannah. Even if you can't make it, just by trying and keep trying and never give up, that by itself is a good deed. I mean, it's just it qualifies you for a lot of good deeds. Why did you give up? He said, because it's already written. Honest to God. But that's literally what he said. He said, Allah already wrote it in a book. There's nothing that I can do. What would you tell a person like that?
Well, even if it's written, you should try your best.
Right, but how would you answer? This person is using Quran to prove his point. How would you answer that? How can you answer these points? Like when he brings you these ayat and says, hey, come on, Allah wrote it already. He knows everything. He wrote everything. He made the choices. It's not my fault.
don't know what he actually wrote, so.
Ooh, takbir. Good job. That's one answer. That's one good answer. That you don't know. You don't know what he wrote. Okay. Because you don't know what he wrote, all right, then you choose. You're free to choose what you want because you don't know what he wrote. That's number one. You don't know what he wrote. If he's forcing you, then you would know. You got it? So that is a very good answer, number one, that you don't know what he wrote. Do you know?
No.
You don't. So basically, you choose, and he knows what you're going to choose, but you don't know what he knows. So basically, you're free to choose. Okay, it's like this. It's like this, giving you a question. And then, I know you're a smart student. Okay? For example, I give you the following question. I said, the cows can fly. A, true. B, false.
False.
False. Now, according to my knowledge, I will write in my book that your answer is going to be false. You're going to answer B. The question is, how did I know that you're going to answer B?
You inferred.
Huh?
You inferred.
Yes, but how do I know ahead of time that you're going to answer and say B? Huh?
Because you already knew that it was false.
Yeah, I knew it was false, but how do I know that you will answer and say B? Let me make it more clear. I am the teacher. I give you the test. And before I give you the test, I know your answer is going to be B. For this question, what's the question? Cows can fly. A, true. B, false. I know ahead of time that your answer is going to be B. How do I know?
Because B is going to be the most logical answer.
Because I know you. Because I know you. You are what? Are you 2 years old?
No.
No. If you are 2 years old, then you can answer A. Yeah, if I tell a 2 years old cows can fly, you know that 2 years old will say, yeah, cows can fly. You know? Another thing also, you are not a retard. I know you're not a retard, right? If I know that you are a retard, then what's going to happen? They are going to answer what? Cows can fly. A, true. B, false. Huh? A or B?
A.
A. Which is, yes, true. They can fly. You sure? Focus with me here. Cows can fly. A, true. B, false. So what's the answer? B. Now, how do I know that your answer is going to be B?
Because you know us.
Because I know you. I know that you're not 2 years old. I know that you're not a retard. Then I expect your answer to be what?
B.
B. Right? You got it? You understand? So, you know what I'm trying to say here? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
I'm trying to say what?
That since Allah knows us.
Exactly. 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 He knows
us.
Did I force you to say B?
No.
Excuse me. Did I force you to answer and say the answer is B?
No.
No, I didn't. But I wrote in my grade book that your answer is going to be B. Then you say, how do you know that my answer is going to be B? My answer to you is that it doesn't take a genius to figure it out. It doesn't take a what? A genius to figure out that your answer is going to be what?
B.
B. And the reason is because I know you. You're not 2 years old and you're not a retard. You're not what?
2 years old and we're not a retard.
You're not a retard. So let me put this on the board. I am, let's say, I am a teacher. I am your teacher. And I give you the following question. Question, or the following multiple choice question. Okay, question one. Cows can fly on their own. A, true. A what?
True.
B is what?
False.
I know your answer is going to be B. I know ahead of time that your answer is going to be B. I know ahead of time that the pen doesn't write. Okay, I know ahead of time that your answer is B because I know you are not 4 years old and let's make it three. 3 years old and you're not a retard.
Can you tell Sarah
to take a picture? Okay. Sarah, don't take a picture of him.
I wasn't going to. She's already...
Retard? Is that how you spell retard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did. Would be retarded.
ED. Retarded.
But retard is now.
So which one, retard or retarded?
Retarded.
Retarded, okay. You got it? Now, think about it. Allah, does it take a genius here in this question? Does it take a genius to figure out that you're going to choose the answer B? Does it take a genius?
No.
So I will not allow her to take your picture. Don't worry.
I'm
going to.
I swear. Look,
she's just joking with you, Sarah. This is not.
Okay.
Don't do this again. Okay? Does it take a genius to figure out that all the students... Let me ask you another question. Does it take a genius Is that how you spell genius? Does it take a genius to spell genius? Does it take a genius to figure out?
Wait, no, that's not how you spell genius.
Yes, it is.
No,
yes, yes.
G-E-N-I-O.
No.
Does it take a genius to figure out that all girls in this class are going to answer B even before you get the test, you actually test them. Does it take a genius? It doesn't, right? How? Because I know you. I know you girls. I know you. You won't make this mistake and say, true, girls lie. No, that is not going to happen. Okay? And that is why. It doesn't take a genius. Now, think about it and then in terms of Allah. Go ahead.
If Allah knows what we're going to do and what our angel will be and what we're going to do in life, then why do we live?
I'm going to answer this question. Very good question. If Allah knows...
So that when we question Allah, He has answers.
No.
Yeah, but He knows you'll ask.
Okay, he knows your answer to the question. I'm coming. This is a very good point. The only reason I'm not going to go there is because I just want to focus on this line there. But I promise you, I'm going to get there. All right. So, you got it? Now, when we talk about Allah, does it take... is it difficult for Allah to know your answers ahead of time?
No. Because He knows us very well.
He knows you very well.
Because He made us.
Yeah, He knows you inside out. He knows you very well. And He knows the question very well. So He knows your answer ahead of time. So this means Allah knows us very well. He knows the question very well. Or he knows how the question very well. Therefore, He knows your answer very well. You got it? I know you very well. I know the question very well. Therefore, I know the what? Answer. But did He force you to choose the...
No.
The question here. Did I force you to choose the answer, Dee?
No.
Yeah.
How?
Or you call us a new pet.
That's cute. Like that. Okay. Did I force you? Means a cute joke. Did I force you to pick the answer, Dee? No. The answer, B?
No.
No! Okay? You chose it on your own. You chose it on your own. All right. That explains part of the problem that you need to understand. All right, I move into another argument or counter-argument to the people who say that it's all written, we blame Allah, we're not responsible, He sealed my heart, what can I do about it? It's not my fault, is this His fault? If I steal, it's His fault. If I lie, it's His fault. If I kill someone, it's His fault. If I... be a bad guy, it's His fault. It's not my fault. He selected that. He knew about it. He wrote it in His book. Come on.